Okay, tell me how would you go about planning in the spring?
How to go about planning?
Yeah, what would steps would you take to plan a...
We planted like that until about 1950.
Mm-hmm.
First, you would go out and clear up the crop residue,
mm-hmm.
burn it. Should not have. Should have been turned under, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would turn the land with a 2-horse turning plow.
Mm-hmm. So,
and it would take a 1 man 6 weeks to plow. To turn 30 acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
That was the reason why they call them 1-horse crop, because that was as much as 1 man could plow.
Uh-huh.
All right, he would turn his land, and then if he had a harrow, and most of them had some kind of harrow that was pulled by horses or mules, you would, that was a disc harrow.
So different kind?
Oh, yes. You would take that disc harrow and pull it over the land to smooth, to break up the clods, the large clods. And then you would take a drag harrow and pull over it to break up this, pulverize it still more. After that, you would lay off your rows. I don't know what they threw up those rows with. Anyway, you'd lay off your rows. And then you would go in there with a middle buster and open up the top of the furrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a guano distributor that came along after that, putting out guano. And one of the jobs of all the children, me included, was to carry that guano. You'd put the bags of guano at the ends of the rows, and you would have to carry it to where they would give out fill it up again, see.
Uh-huh.
You'd carry that guano to the guano distributor at the ends of the row, from the ends of the row, so say they'd be down in the middle, and you'd meet them down there.
Mm-hmm.
See, they'd fill up at each end, and then they'd have to fill up about the middle of the row.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, you would plant, and you had something called a coal planter. I think maybe it was a mate. Might have been invented by a man named Cole. I don't know why it was called Cole Town, unless it was that. And you would plant corn or peanuts with Cole Town. But you had another kind of planter to plant cotton seed. The Cole Town didn't plant the cotton seed. You would plant your seed, then you would hope, pray. That the weather would be all right, that it would not come a flash flood and wash your seed out or make them go down so deep that they never could come back up, or would not get so dry that there wouldn't be enough moisture there to let the seed sprout and come up.
Were there different kinds of harrows? You said a disc harrow? Is there...
Well, there's a disc harrow and a drag harrow. They're pulled by tractors.
Mm-hmm.
They're much bigger than those that were pulled by mules.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What, when you cut up wood for, say, the fireplace or just cutting logs, you had the saw, but then did you put the logs on something?
You cut down the logs, you cut down the tree, then you cut the logs in length that you could handle,
mm-hmm.
and there were two men who did it.